mess with your God picture and make you think God's a weirdo. God is the one that wants you to externally change in accordance with this holiness rule or ought or should or law. And if you think God's in something, you're going to be more prone to listen to it, aren't you? If you think it's the voice of God, you're going to be a lot more prone to listen to it. When I was a young boy and would have these voices barrage me, you know, get on the bus, take a transfer, go down to Watts and slap the first person of color that you see and tell them that God is finished with it. You know, I mean, I would get these strange spiritual voices all the time. And no one ever told me that the devil likes to counterfeit the voice of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The devil is the Danny Gans of the body of Christ. I mean, he's an impersonator. He's a rich little. He wants more than anything. The sex, drugs, rock and roll is kindergarten. He wants you to have a faulty God picture in your mind, because if you have a faulty God picture, then I can tell you where your life's going to wind up. So that's why we're studying the importance of recognizing life orientation in Christ versus a rule-regulated religious spirit.